For WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Ever since Michigan farmers first discovered that certain wine grapes could grow in the fields of southwest Michigan back in the 1970s, they've searched for ways to sell it. Now, the state's Wine and Grape Industry Council is looking into a potential certification program for sustainable wineries and vineyards. But simply defining sustainability can be difficult, let alone certifying it. It's late morning inside the cavernous concrete maze that makes up St. Julian Winery in Pawpaw, and the wine is flowing. Tiny vehicles maneuver through the madness, stacking boxes into mountainous heaps. Nancy Coram Oxley, the winemaker here, leads me through the halls and shows off the membrane, a giant metal device used to squeeze the grapes. Hanging on the side of the machine is a large map of Michigan.
This is a Lake Michigan Shore Appellation.
Oxley points to a tiny outlined segment in the southwestern corner of the state. It's mostly here, she says, that St. Julian gets its grapes, and making sure they can grow can be a balancing act.
You know, summer can be crazy when there's drought or a lot of rain. Then we have fall. It can rain. In California, they cry when there's a quarter inch of rain. We celebrate that here. If we only get a quarter inch of rain.
For vineyards and wineries here, Lake Michigan is a double-edged sword. Heat rises from the lake and blankets towns like Pawpaw and Benton Harbor, giving them the mild weather that's ideal for certain grapes to grow and mature. But it also means rain, flooding, fungi, and rotten vines. That doesn't even take into account the potential for extreme winter colds that can destroy an entire year's crop. That means anxiety.
I'm always on the phone checking my little weather app, and then I'm texting our growers, or they're texting me, and they're like, can you come down and look at this? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be down, you know, in an hour or tomorrow or whenever I can get down there next.
When you add it all up, though, the pros still outweigh the cons. It's why, despite the unpredictable weather, Michigan's wine has morphed into a $300 million a year industry. And as that industry matures, it's finding new ways to balance those difficulties while still expanding. One new way, according to the Michigan Wine and Grape Industry Council, could be a new sustainability certification program for wineries and vineyards. Through a federal grant, the council has hired a firm to start mapping out what a state program rewarding winemakers and growers for sustainable practices could look like. The first step, though, is determining what exactly sustainability is. It's a tough question because it can be so, so broad. Cam Brown is a consultant with Five Lakes Energy, the firm the state council hired to look into a program.
Winery water use, vineyard water use, wastewater quality, energy efficiency.
Brown keeps going on like this for a while longer, but his point is that there are a whole lot of ideas to consider. He says most vineyards and wineries in the state are still young and learning how to operate. They're not necessarily thinking about how much water or energy they use. That's where the state council can step in.
So what we're really trying to do is simplify all that information down and make it easy to use for Michigan's wine industry and make sure that what we're recommending ultimately applies to the everyday business of growing grapes and making wine here in Michigan.
For eco-conscious consumers, a label gives them options in the same way organic or local labels do. It means they can seek out that little sustainable label when they head to the store and maybe feel better about what they're buying. The plan is still very much in its early stages, with Five Lakes surveying the state and country to understand what wineries are already doing and what they want to see in the future. The firm is expected to send its recommendations to the council this summer. What those recommendations could look like is anyone's guess, but some have their own ideas, like Paolo Sabatini, a professor of viticulture at Michigan State University. Sabatini says the state's growers and winemakers need to follow one major rule if they want to be sustainable. Protect Lake Michigan. The first step in doing that, Sabatini says, is limiting the chemicals that end up in the lake. Chemical sprays are needed to protect vines against bugs and fungi that Michigan summer humidity brings. But Sabatini says we need to be careful.
So the grapes are close to the lake, so we need to pay attention to everything we dump in the soil. We need to pay attention to everything we spray on the leaves.
That step could end up being pretty easy. Most vineyards say they're already limiting chemicals. And not for environmental reasons either, but to save money. Ed Oxley grows both juice and wine grapes on his farm in Lawton.
Well, for one, it's very easy not to use too much because the stuff is so expensive.
The second step is water use. It's something that may seem irrelevant considering the huge lakes that surround Michigan. But Sabatini says it could be an issue in the future.
Water in the future will become more and more important for drinking, for other use. So a sustainability program that look at the winery in a way in which we can save and recycle water at the winery would be something important to implement.
That is something that many aren't thinking about, though a few wineries, including St. Julian, say they've already made changes to use less water. But most say the real question here is whether or not this kind of certification would actually mean more money for the wine business. No one is quite sure. Liesl Clark is also with the Five Lakes Energy consulting firm.
There are a variety of different sustainability practices. Instead of them communicating through telling you kind of these pieces, if there was a label that was on the wine that they then got credit for, are you and I more likely to pull that bottle of wine off the shelf and buy it as opposed to the one without the label? I mean, that's part of the question, right?
Unfortunately, it's still a question without an answer. But the council hopes it will clear up by the summer when Five Lakes is expected to submit its recommendations. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.